If you're a regular listener of Unreal Bluegrass, you hear this name a lot, Jerry Sally. Many artists come on and discussing their latest release or projects, they mention Jerry Sally as a songwriter, as a producer, as an inspirational source, really. And Jerry is a performer, a recording artist. He's multi-award-winning songwriter and performer. He now has a new task in front of him. He's now going to run Billy Blue Records and Billy Jam Records, new labels, new music interests for Jerry Sally, as if he doesn't do enough already. This is going to be fascinating to watch this unfold. Jerry Sally is going to be my guest in the second hour today to discuss this brand new, these labels. Remember, Billy Blue Records, Billy Jam Records, they're distinct for reasons that Jerry will discuss. So happy to have on the program today Jerry Sally, an absolute legend in songwriting and performing in bluegrass and country music, and a wonderful guest. Really happy to welcome to Unreal Bluegrass for the first time Jerry Sally. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing great, Steve. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. Listen, I appreciate your time in getting ready for this. And I'll tell you this, too. The listeners of Unreal Bluegrass, there's almost not a guest that they listen to where at some point, I'll say 75% of the time, a guest comes on and the name Jerry Sally will come out in the discussion of a new release. This is true. A new release or an album or song that they had from Jerry Sally from a few years ago, they decided to use it. Your name comes up all the time. So now for all the people out there that listen to Unreal Bluegrass, this is the guy, Jerry Sally, that they've all been talking about. And that's true, man.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. They say, any publicity is good publicity. Yeah,
well, it is.
So I appreciate that.
It is. And then I thought too, Jerry, and we'll get to the point as to why I wanted to chat with you. I have for a while. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it. But if I were just to go find a list of accomplishments of Jerry Sally, of awards and records sold and records recorded, the most recent one that you have is the night they, at least the one that I have, the most recent, the night they played at Carnegie Hall. Mm-hmm. It's doing very well in the bluegrass charts.
Thanks.
But if I just were well, you're welcome, and we'll play some cuts from that during this program. But if I were just to try to dry read all those accomplishments, our time would be up. So I mean, they just go on and on and on. And I've known this forever.
I've been blessed more than I deserve. Let's put it that way.
Well, that's good. Sonny Osborne tells me I have arthritis. I don't deserve that either every once in a while. When he says he has a similar response, and he'll say, yeah, I've had more than I deserve, but I also have arthritis. So I don't deserve that either. So that's just, you know, how his mind works. Well, the thing, Jerry, he's a great guy. The thing that really caught my eye was a recent announcement about your involvement with and I only know the press release, really, the information contained therein of Billy Blue Records, Billy Jam Records. And I wanted to talk to you because it was, to me, you're going to be involved in decision-making process and maybe where these labels go. But I thought I wanted to talk to you and let the audience hear what's going on and why are these labels coming about. And I just thought, you know, we can chat about that for a while.
Sure, absolutely. And at the outset, I want to make it clear, I'm going to continue to always be songwriting and performing as much as I can.
Oh, but, I didn't mean to imply that. It's just this is another venture.
No, I know that. I just don't want my friends to think that I'm kind of going away in that genre, but or in that vein. But I have been studying and thinking about starting a label for quite a while now because I've been producing more and more records the last few years. I don't know if all your fans realize it, but I produced the very first Balsam Range record they ever did as a band, and I also produced the first two Brook and Barron Aldridge records.
Oh, I love them.
And I also produced, there's a young lady out, she's from Australia, but she's living in the United States.
Christy Cox. She's been a guest.
And I produced, she's a sweetheart and been a dear friend of mine for a long time. I've produced every record she's ever done. So, but anyway, in producing these records and helping create sounds for people and everything, I thought, man, it'd be great if I had a label. And I do have my own little Very Jerry records that I recorded on myself.
Now is the night they played Carnegie Hall, that's on Very Jerry, is it not?
It is. Yeah, it is. That particular project came out and before any of this stuff was discussed or decided on.
Right.
But years ago, I live in Hendersonville, Tennessee, just north of Nashville, and years ago I wrote songs on the gospel side for a company called Daywind Records, and Daywind is located in North Nashville there, and Hendersonville. And they have been around for 31 years. They started out as a Southern Gospel company and have been extremely successful. There's 56 employees. They have major distribution.
That's huge. That's huge.
And not just in gospel. They have Sony Red, which is now called The Orchard. That's who does all of our secular distribution. And I found out after we started these conversations, or I started these conversations with Daylin, that we distribute quite a bit of bluegrass music that's already out there. It's all distributed through Daylin because of their extensive distribution channels.
And Jerry, let's stop there just for a second, because a lot of people don't realize that you make a record, you publish it, mm-hmm. and then you've got to distribute it, and they might be all separate
right.
entities involved.
Right.
Yeah.
That's correct. And mm-hmm. there's a lot more to it than just. I mean, if you're doing your own little independent thing, it's a little less complicated
right.
because you just kind of do. There's no timelines that you have
right.
to meet and all
that's
the
right.
lines and all that kind of stuff. But I was having a lunch last fall with Ed Leonard, who was the president of Daylin. His mother, Dottie Leonard, actually started the company way back, like I said, 31 years ago. But Ed and I were just having lunch, and I just out of the blue, I said, Ed, you ever thought about starting a bluegrass label? And he said, yeah. I said, I think about it all the time, but I just am not familiar with that genre. And I said, well, man, I've always kind of wanted to run one, and you've got the perfect setup here. You've got everything in place. You just need somebody to bring in the artists and help you with radio and such. And so we talked about it for about 6 months before he offered me this particular position. And we decided, for a lot of reasons, but mainly because bluegrass is growing all the time and kind of morphing into different things. And there's been so much growth in the Americana roots field as far as record sales. I mean, Americana outsold country music last year.
Yeah.
So there's, and of course we can, you know, a lot of people can argue and discuss what is Americana. It's kind of a hodgepodge of a lot of different things, but I'm more interested and we're more interested in the organic acoustic side of it.
Right.
So we decided, you know, let's not just do bluegrass, although that's my main focus. That's the first one I've got up and going. But we've got a label called Billy Jam Records, too, and within the next couple of weeks I'll be having discussions with artists in that genre as well. So we are full steam ahead. We're going to be announcing the very first artist that we've signed in a couple of weeks. We have about a two-week period before we're going to make that announcement. We have one act signed that we're already working on a record with, and we're going to be signing artists and also leasing a few projects that we just believe in that we think sound great, that projects that folks would like to find a home for.
This is such a great. Go ahead and interrupt. It's such a great idea, though.
Well, thank you. I think there's room. I mean, there's a lot of
exactly.
great labels out there,
yeah.
and but you know, I just think there's room for more players. I really do. Matter of fact, our theme is we're here to play.
I was going to tell you, I've got that written down in my notes. Is we're here to play. That says something.
Yeah, we're being sincere. We don't want to get anybody's lane particularly, but we want to let people know we're serious about it, and we're going to do everything we can to make our artists the best and give them the best platform for their music that we can. And so I'm really excited because a lot of the labels, I will say this, there's a couple of them, of course, but a lot of labels are not ran by creative people. What I mean by that is not that they're not creative. What I mean by that is they're not players or they're not songwriters, not necessarily producers. Some of them are just mainly businessmen. And Ed has given me an opportunity. He's always believed in me as an artist and as a songwriter. And he's always believed in my ability to kind of locate talent and identify people that I think are really good. And so he's really given me a great opportunity here to go find, you know, we're only going to sign 3 or 4 artists this first 6-8 months and just build it slowly. Because what I want to do is I only want to have enough artists on the label that I can physically and properly promote and take care of. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you want to give the personal touch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want them to feel. I want every artist on my label to feel like they're the only person on my label. You know, and so I believe in this. I call it the Field of Dreams approach to making records, and I've always that's what I've done with all my particular artists.
Okay.
If you build it, they will come, right?
Yeah.
And if it's great music and it's undeniable, then people are going to, you know, if we get it out there and get it heard, and we need people like you to help us with that.
Yeah.
But if our music is heard and it's great music and undeniable, then people will, they'll be attracted to it and support it and buy it, and we can grow our genre.
Sally, if anyone's just called in or listened in, there's kind of two distinct labels, are there not, or within this, or is it
correct,
one?
Okay. Correct. It's two distinct labels. Correct.
Billy Blue Records and then Billy Jam Records. Now, most of the audience recognizes if you say jam or jamgrass, it kind of implies a more extended, especially if you see a band live and they're in that jamgrass, which is a real vague term, but it also spills over into Americana because, like you say, there's so much of a lap over at this point. More extended plays and a little bit more less great musicians. But now I could name a number of bands, but we don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Great musicians, and they just extend things out as a natural progress of what they're doing. Would I be correct in saying that Billy Blue Records is going to be not avoiding that, but more concentrated on what people would instantly recognize as more of a bluegrass sound?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. That you are exactly correct. That will be the distinction between the two labels.
Good. So you
and they're, you know, to make it clear too, they're both secular labels.
Mm-hmm.
However, any act on our labels who wants to, let's say, you know how Doyle and Joe Mullins, they like to do gospel records every once in a while.
Right.
The wonderful thing about our labels is that if they want to cut a gospel song or two, we can promote it to the gospel community as well. And if they want to do a full gospel record, we can promote that. We're in all the Lifeway stores. I honestly don't know how many Grammys and Dove Awards Day Win has won, but they have won multiple. And so we have a little bit of a powerhouse behind us in the way of getting the gospel music out, too. So, you know, I feel like we've got a lot of great opportunities for a lot of great artists.
Well, you do. You have a great mechanism, not to make it sound cold, but you have a great mechanism behind you. And you also have what I think, and I talk to people like you, Jerry, I think in terms of taste and judgment and experience, everything that you bring, when you approach an artist, I would think, to sign them, they're going to instantly know who you are and know that you've been involved with quality producing, recording, songwriting for everybody through almost every kind of genre we can think of that's country, bluegrassy type thing and gospel.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be a huge benefit.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know that they always know who I am, but I want to associate myself. Even prior to these labels being launched, I want to only associate myself with quality people and quality talent. And so that's our goal. We feel like if we reach out to, and when we're very selective about who we sign to the label, that we can be successful. And I just think there's room for everybody.
Well, you sound excited.
I am.
of all the things you've done, this is the natural progression from where you're going. But I also think it's different and of course more encompassing. But also, it's exciting. But there's also be like, I think I can make this work. And there's also about it'll be a little bit of apprehension about, can I take it the next step?
There is. I mean, there's definitely going to be challenges, and I'm learning. I just had my first staff meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I'm learning about how the timelines work and what I have to have in place by a certain time and that kind of stuff. So there's definitely some learning curve for me personally. There's also challenges that are going to be ahead. There's challenges overall in music business, period. You know, so we got to try to stay a step ahead of everything. And luckily, we have a great staff that's capable of keeping tabs on the streaming and stuff like that and where the music's headed. But that's our goal. Our goal is to stay a step ahead and keep our artists out front of that.
And that's one of the things I was going to mention also, Jerry. You know, probably from dealing with really young bands who are hip to social media and streaming and all that,
mm-hmm.
you also know that they do that already. And you also, you read the reports like everybody else, the physical asset of owning a CD is just vanishing.
It is. And some people have wondered, wow, y'all crazy for doing something like this. But we see opportunities, man. That's what I see. I don't see, there's challenges, but there's also opportunities. And the key is to find the right acts to fill those opportunities and pursue those opportunities with.
You're right. This is exciting. Yeah. I can't wait to find out who your first signee is and start seeing those things come out. It's going to be a nice. Okay, you sign someone X. We're not going to name. All things go as planned. When do you think you might have something from the studio ready to go out?
Well, we're probably right now. We're planning on releasing the first project during IBMA week in Raleigh.
Oh, great!
So that's the plan that's in place, and we are working towards that goal. So that's the goal right now is to release something at IBMA the week of IBMA, and then we have got another project we're negotiating for right now that hopefully will come out about a month after that. And we're just slowly, you know, we're talking to people as people call us and want to have conversations. We're cool to do that.
Great.
And just taking meetings and making offers. So.
Well, I plan on being down there at IBMA in Raleigh, so I'll get to see the first rollout. So hopefully I'll catch
that
and maybe find you down there.
We'd love for you to come. We'd love for you to be at our release party.
I will. I'll find a way to be there. We get done with board meetings, and I'm free to do what I want.
Right.
It sounds like you have so much going on. This is great that you took the opportunity, because I immediately thought I want to talk to Jerry about this and fill it out for the audience.
Appreciate that.
Oh, you're welcome, man. But I feel like you're so busy too. I don't want to keep you any longer because you got a full table in front of you.
I'm actually, believe it or not, I'm in Maryville, Tennessee, at the beautiful Maryville College campus, teaching at the Steve Kaufman Acoustics.
Okay, I have a lot of good friends down there. Yeah, all right. Well,
know all these guys.
I do. Yeah.
You know all these guys. We've been. I just got through with our dinner here and. In between classes and just enjoying the weather here. It's beautiful here this week, but I'm staying pretty busy.
Good, man. Listen, I don't want to take any more of your time. You're right in the middle of that. I do know a lot of the people down there. One of my very, very good friends is Bill Evans, I think, was teaching down there.
Oh, Bill's here. Yes, sir.
He's one of my best buddies in the world. So.
Absolutely. Great guy.
Jerry, this is great. I'm so excited, and I can't wait that I know that come IBMA week in Raleigh, we'll hopefully find something new from it'll either be on Billy Blue Records or Billy Jam Records, but it'll be something.
Yeah, it'll be on Billy Blue.
Billy Blue.
Billy Blue.
I like that.
Yes,
that's got to be a song.
Yeah.
How many times do you hear that? People say to songwriters, hey, write a song about that's a great phrase. Write that one up.
That is hilarious that you brought that up. I just told my class this morning that my wife said to me 2 days ago, you know what? I said, well, honey, she said, if I hear one more person say, hey, that'll make a song. We can make a song out of that. She said, I'm going to throw up. And I said, well, I say that all the time. She said, I'm not talking about you. She said, when you teach these classes, that's what I say. Oh, there's a song in there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a song. Yeah. Every two words is a new title. All you got to do is write the words and the melody.
But the deal is, Steve, there's truth in that. There is a song in just about everything.
Are you one of those guys, because I talk to so many great songwriters, I'm so privileged to get to talk to them and get to know them, that they either write notes constantly, or now they have phones and they record things and just little snips
Absolutely.
And pieces. Do you do that?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. If I didn't at my age, I'd forget everything.
Oh, well, listen, Jerry, this has been a blast. Congratulations. All the best on Billy Blue Records and Billy Jam Records. And Jerry Sally, thanks for being available so quick. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate you and your program so much. And thank you for the opportunity to be with you today.
All right, man. Thanks. I'll talk to you later, Jesse in Raleigh.
All right, brother. Thank you.
All right, bye.